Time to go to the movies, as we do every Thursday at about this time. And it's a big welcome to our own film critic and host of The Final Cut, Jason DeRosso. Jason, this week, the iconic sci-fi classic Blade Runner gets a sequel.
Yeah, it gets the sequel we didn't need, I think. I'm sorry to announce to people. It's gotten some great reviews, but I've obviously seen it, saw it a couple of days ago. Yesterday, in fact. And I don't think it amounts to much. Look, this is a film that's set 30 years after the events in the original, which people might remember came back way back when in 82, directed by Ridley Scott. It stars Ryan Gosling as an LAPD officer, Officer K, his name is. He's a Blade Runner who hunts down rogue androids, or replicants as they're called in this world. And soon he's hunting through his own mysterious past to discover various secrets, including a secret about android technology. And it leads him on the hunt to the original Blade Runner. Well, the Blade Runner we all know and love from the original film, Harrison Ford, who, this isn't a spoiler, but he does reappear in the film. You can see him on the trailer and on various posters, so it's not a spoiler. Look, directed by Denis Villeneuve, who made Arrival and Sicario, which is a film I really liked, you know, shot by Roger Deakins, it should be a lot better than what it is. Here's a little taste.
You're a cop. I had your job once.
Things were simpler then. What do you want?
I want to ask you some questions. What happened?
I covered my tracks. Scrambled the records.
We were being hunted.
By who?
They know you're here.
A clip there from the sequel, Blade Runner 2049. So, maybe not living up to the original?
Well, no, look, I think it just lacks the element of surprise and any element of kind of relevance that's actually interesting. I mean, there aren't a lot of interesting ideas in it. I think Ridley Scott's original, look, it presented a decrepit but often very sublime vision of a futuristic LA that at the time in the Cold War sort of shocked us, actually, because it was this vision that was a sort of polyglot melting pot. It was filled with noodle shops and a Eurasian underclass. And it was kind of rife with Orientalist cliches in a way, but it was also a kind of exciting and daring Cold War vision of America in an advanced stage of corporate decadence. And Ford's Blade Runner also was this kind of film noir detective guy. He was averse to introspection. He wanted out of the game. And so the whole notion that there were these emotions that crept up on him and ambushed him in relation to Rachel, the female android that was so, you know, foregrounded in that first film, I think was very exciting to watch. Dramatically, there was a lot of tension. This is a film that is a lot more about introspection, about the who am I sort of questions. And I don't think Ryan Gosling's a good enough actor to sort of pull that off on his own. And the film doesn't provide great sort of antagonists for him to bounce off. I mean, there are people like Jared Leto in there doing a kind of very Marvel-esque baddie. He plays the head of a new corporation that manufactures androids and is replicants, I should say, and is trying to hunt him down. But nothing really builds the same tension. Look, it's pretty to look at. But I'm
criticizing Ryan Gosling. You're going to get a lot of people Jason.
I'm used to that. And on this one, I'm sure I'll get the emails. But look, yeah, Blade Runner 2049, not much chop, unfortunately.
All right. Well, Jason DeRosso, thank you for your time, mate.
You're welcome.
Jason's our RN film critic and host of The Final Cut tomorrow morning at 11:30 or online anytime.